story. So here the humans are, and they have these fantastic weapons called nuclear weapons that they all know, except those in complete illusion and ignorance, could basically destroy not all life on Earth, but certainly most of human life, these fragile beings. So unless the humans decide on collective suicide, which maybe some even would prefer, as it seems from the depression running wild in the Western world at least, those who are in responsible positions, you know, in charge of the buttons that need to be pushed, should know better, and do know better, fortunately. Well, as in the case of John F. Kennedy and Nikita Khrushchev, and well, then we have now this, whatever they're called in our story. But now we have this character, the emperor. Well, he's called president, but he rules over the empire, as they call themselves. That is now losing control, which they are trying to save, hold on to, reestablish by simply bullying. Of course, the people in that country are themselves so used to that. They are a bullying nation. They are a nation. They are the biggest in the world and the strongest. And look out for us. Either you're with us or against us. You know, we are just defending our own interest here. So, out of the way, please. You know, that kind of mentality that is unfortunately fairly widespread there among that people, and coupled with, you know, racial supremacy, ideas, and religious supremacy ideas, has created a certain unstable situation there. And then this, some called a clown just a few years ago, president, who is still, by all actions and appearances and words, not much more than a clown, a two-bit businessman, who all of a sudden got sucked into, which you easily do, the megalomania and say ivory tower, but bunker, because that's where you need to be when you think you are the greatest one. But there he is, and of course, as they usually are, surrounded by a team of yes men and women, and the religious camp, and the allies here and there. We all are in it for the money, really. And they just decided to show the other ones who is in charge by attacking not the other superpowers, but the smaller one, their ally. Teach them a lesson too, how quickly can finish off that primitive nation over there, which is bad anyway. The government is bad and the people are good only if they're against the government, otherwise they're on the side of the bad. So, let's do it. The president decides, or signing that document, which the military leaders demand so that they can show, because they are smarter than, or at least used to be, or have some advisors that they listen to, tell them that, demand such a signed document from the president. And so he signs it, and I guess men and ladies, they applaud and they attack. Surprise attack is the best. We can invite them for negotiation. Who cares about that anyway? They are not serious about it either. So, and then when they least expect it, why not during the negotiation? I mean, I'm a smart Napoleon here. Wham, they do, and let's kill the top leaders. So they do. But they kill the Pope, basically, which unites that country in a rage against the Empire. And they appear to have been very prepared for this strike, having turned their entire land into a fortress. With high precision missile production going on deep under thick granite mountains. And then one day we have our emperor standing there and he looks tired. And the others, they still say yes, but they don't look so convinced anymore. And then he calls in his top military leaders and says, I want to have the codes for the nuclear weapons. I want to know how this is done. But here, the interesting twist and catch in our story is that because that empire has gone off the rails, is so weak, so decadent, so corrupt, with leaders that are but like jokes and are being joked about by at least intelligent citizens, some of whom, yes, are up there in responsible positions, for instance in the military, and the professors who are their guides, and there's still some guidance coming from the intelligent and experienced people. They're old, some of them, having been there, done that. And then we have this media that can be so effectively used to paint just any cosmos in the minds of people at large, the audience out there, the world where you are the good one and whoever you want to is the evil one. Well, there's another side. Everything has two sides, right? To that as well, and that is that people can communicate with each other. Freedom of speech is being exercised. People get together, not only demonstrating on the streets of the capitals, which they also do, but doing large and well carried out campaigns, spreading not propaganda but the truth. And we can show that legal, that Iran illegal movie things. And then, of course, you hear from the news channels over there in the empire that, oh, there's this, well, phenomenal viral effect videos, and they are very well made, and look at the propaganda of the enemy. Well, you look at it, and you look carefully at it, and you see that it simply explains what's actually going on. Seen through the eyes of the victims, those who have been attacked by the empire. And that spreads like wildfire, that many start doing that. Learning, waking up. And they can see that the emperor has no clothes. The whole world can see it. Millions and billions of people can see it. And they laugh and they make jokes. And they expose the illusion through entertainment and music and humor, stories. Drawings, little viral pieces floating around, and gathering masses of good, common sense, responsible citizens of countries all over the world together, saying, it's time for peace. We are not with you anymore, sorry. So then that's what the top military leaders who get told by the emperor, the commander in charge, whatever, chief, to give him the nuclear codes. And they say no, and he says no, this general, and then the emperor gets angry and he says, well, who are you to say that? I'm your commander-in-chief. Sorry. And then you are fired. And then another one comes up, and now it's, you're in charge. You give me the codes. No. Can't do that. And it goes like that. Maybe three or four. And then they say to him, well, you got the choice. Either we now put you out of your office. We have the authority to do so when we have reasons to assume that our commander in charge, whatever, is not in proper, you know, mental health or something. Or we just forget about this. It never happened. So then the man there, looking even more clownish, but now sad clown, sits down behind his emperor table. In the five-cornered room, and just, I was like, hey, this is a tough job. Maybe you should just shoot me. And he goes into depression, and his doctor comes in, and I mean, we can go forever with this, you know. New pills, give me some medicine, make me happy again. And he has his other two bit friends, you know, from the billionaires and the cool people around there, which he enjoy the company of on his golf, on the golf course, and, you know, that's where he feels comfortable. So he's hanging out there more and more, and they introduce very, you know, well, he kind of eases his heart, you know, those friends that he sees as his real friends, but of course they're just benefiting from basking in the glory of their president. That one, and depressed, you take this pill here, and oh, not this, if it's really bad, then take this stuff, but not too much, then you're dead. You know, that kind of, you know, these famous people, you know, and all these rich people, they know that, all the drugs and what they do and how to use them and where to get them, and they kind of run on them as, you know, thinking that this is simply a superior knowledge that only people like they can have, and therefore they can use this safely. You know, you can make all kinds of stories connected to this behind the screen situation there. And that button, that red button, the suicide of the human race button, it just sits there. And the codes for it. Where are they? Well, I mean, the clown president emperor, he thought he could handle this by just firing anyone who didn't comply and obey his orders. But here he was standing, you know, against maybe five top generals or something. And there, the commanders under them, you know, they can give an order to their armies to do anything and they will just follow. So don't try and fire us. And you are fired. You saw what happened to other leaders in the past, even in our country. You know, they can go on like that.